This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Census Bureau predicts that within a dozen years, there will be more Americans 65 and older compared to people under age 18. That's a first for the U.S. One reason to focus on retirement policy, including the many who don't have access to a retirement plan at work. A new study has come up with what had been an elusive number on this. Joining us from St. Paul is Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Why the focus on employer-sponsored retirement plans? Because we could just save ourselves.
Right, but here's the thing. Most workers get their benefits through their employer, right? And the data is really clear, David. You know, if you have an employer-sponsored retirement plan at work, you're going to save for retirement. And if you don't, you don't save for retirement. Of course, if you get a traditional pension, you'll also have an income during retirement. But those traditional retirement plans are increasingly rare, especially for private sector workers.
Right. So key question, how many workers in America are not covered by a retirement plan at work by their employer?
You would think it would be easy to come up with an answer, but there is no comprehensive database, and it's really frustrating. And that's why economist John Sablehouse, he knit together several well-known data sets to come up with detailed estimates for the AARP Public Policy Institute. He finds that almost 48% of workers are not covered by a retirement plan at work.
And what does this data look like when you break it down by, you know, I'm interested, by race or by education?
Well, look, the results are depressing, but they're not particularly surprising. For example, workers with less than high school education, three quarters aren't covered by an employer retirement plan. Among Latinos, 64%, Blacks, 53%.
And the study also looked at state by state, and it found differences.
It did. It was much more than I thought. And this is Florida and Pennsylvania. These are the ones that were highlighted in the study. Similar sized states. 59% aren't covered in Florida, while the comparable figure in Pennsylvania, 41%. Now, even more striking among Latinos in Florida, 69% aren't covered, while it's 55% in Pennsylvania.
All right. I'll offer you a new opportunity. We've discussed it a lot here, Chris. Ideas for getting the uncovered into something like an employer-sponsored retirement plan. What are some ideas?
Right now, a number of states, like Oregon, you know, they stepped in with these IRA-like plans for uncovered private sector workers, and they're usually employed at small businesses. And by the way, David, the economic research is that these state-sponsored retirement plans are working. So I think part of the motivation behind this study is to convince more states to adopt these kinds of plans.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.